Now I'm going to present you shortly what we've already done. Actually, Creative Commons in France was presented for the first time in October 2003 by Christiane in Paris. It was the first time we met, and we improvised a kind of translation, and it was very funny, and people liked it, I think. Then a few weeks later, we launched the project with a web page, press release, and a kickoff conference. Since then, we are leading a public discussion, and also we've done a lot of legal research and communication in order to disseminate the ideas of the project. And as Daniel just said, we plan to launch the license later this autumn. The public discussion was very broad. Until then, there are more than 200 public emails. I don't include the private emails that we receive to ask questions. Also, the legal part, the research part, was very important because in France there is some kind of opposition from lawyers. Of course, it's not only in France, everywhere in the world. And we had to clear every possible tension point between Creative Commons licenses and French law. And sometimes opponents finding points that we wouldn't even have thought about. Otherwise, we had several interviews, a lot of press articles, and several presentations in various fields. The legal questions, I will not go too deeply into the details, but I'm available for precise questions after the talk. For instance, collective work, we can not translate it under the equivalent term in French, œuvre collective, because it would have consequence on the titularity, on the authorship, and it would go to, for instance, the producer or the coordinator of a newspaper, and not to the real authors who are writing the papers. So we may keep the US copyright inspired definition. Otherwise, there are two or three French law specificities that we cannot cancel. For instance, moral rights in France, you cannot abandon them. But finally, there's no problem because Creative Commons license is not at all jeopardizing moral rights. It's even the contrary. And also warranties. There was this big discussion on the Creative Commons general list to waive some of the warranties. But in France, it's not possible. You're liable for what you offer under a Creative Commons license. We also led a pedagogical work. On the web page, there are around 15 pages of frequently asked questions. Some of them are human readable, and some of them are very precise for French legal experts. Also, we translated the two comics, but not the Flash movie yet. We're still looking for a volunteer to help. And also in France, before Creative Commons, there was already a free art license, which looks a bit like the Creative Commons attribution share alike. And they've come to us, and because they would like to be compatible, or at least not to be incompatible. It means if it should be possible to mix works under Creative Commons French version and free art license without burdensome questions for artists. This is a copy of the license. Otherwise, we've tried before this conference to identify all the actual and potential users of Creative Commons licenses in France. And if we have to categorize and to name them, they could be called the indie cognitarians. Of course, the majority of Creative Commons licenses users in France are information technology activists and web tutorial developers. Bloggers, of course, are very numerous. We have also artists, and what's interesting is that their creations are not only offered online, but there are a lot of performers who do street shows, not online, and also want to use the Creative Commons license. And it's very nice that it goes beyond the internet communication. Also, a lot of professors, students, formators, researchers, journalists are trying, either already using the license in English, or they are waiting for the launch, the translation in France. And also the public sector is very interested to use Creative Commons license to spread and disseminate public information. And they have to use a license in French because public service in France has to use French language. It is compulsory. Also, we have one example of a political party, the Greens, who are using the Creative Commons licenses for their campaign, because tomorrow there are the European elections in Europe. So it's the only example of politicians. Also, there are internet associations connected to left-wing parties, but not directly the parties. Also, a lot of third world countries assistance association and welfare association are offering their websites under Creative Commons license. I would like to show some examples of websites using the license. Autre Direction is a music independent label using the license. They didn't choose the less restrictive one because they choose the attribution non-derivative works. And what's very funny is that Arpages, one of the band, was contacted by a German filmmaker because this filmmaker wanted to reuse a 20-minute tracks to illustrate the movie. So we can say that Creative Commons is also a nice way to allow creative people to meet and to exchange. Otherwise, if there wasn't this creative license, the German guy would certainly not have contacted the French musicians. And it happens also that these musicians are on the label, another independent label, Le Cri de la Harpe, which is proposing since almost 2 years free download of MP3s and is offering to their artists licenses which really looks like the Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, share-alike, but they didn't know it. It's really a coincidence. And their goal is to promote the free dissemination and reuse of music by launching a music download platform that would gather a large part of the independent labels in France, like post-rock music, electronica, and so on. For the moment, the platform should be launched after the summer. They have a name which is Muck Physique Business. I let you cross the letters. Also, there is a collective of more than 40 associations activists which are proposing all the talks and papers already under CC licenses. Also, you have teaching materials from a Francophone platform teaching science to kids at school. And I've made a presentation to them. They are maybe from 10 French-speaking countries, and they are really waiting for us to end the process of translation. Also, there is the public service official website who plans to use the CC license for the newsletter. Of course, it will take time. Maybe the Creative Commons licenses will have to be some kind of modified or adapted to fit perfectly the need of French government, but it was a big surprise and it is very promising. Also, a lot of papers from researchers are already using the license. And I have got this last example from the İzmir conference, which is a very big scientific conference for music information retrieval. And until then, those computer scientists who wanted to test the algorithm for music similarity detection or pitch detection, they could not do their work on copyrighted material. And I even have got the example of one major company based in Japan who is also a consumer electronic manufacturer and also has a research lab in music information retrieval. And those researchers were not allowed to use the songs of this company. So it was really crazy. And now all this community decided to use the Magnatune songs, which are under Creative Commons, to do their testing on the song. So it's a nice solution, because otherwise they were testing their algorithm on songs that they had found on the peer-to-peer networks. So the current and future work is the translation of the licenses version 2.0. We also managed to organize a meeting of French copyright law experts, which will take place next month in Paris. Also, there was this idea of having a Francophone translation of the license, because several countries contacted us to make a collaboration for having the same common deed, for instance, for various French-speaking countries. And the last thing is the organization of the launch party. We will not do it alone. We will do it with people based in Paris who are already using the license, the Copyleft Attitude, who is promoting the other free art license, and Agnula Libre Music, who is a European research project who propose a database of music titles available online using the Creative Commons license. That's all, and I recall the invitation in Paris. You will see the date on the website soon. Thank you.